A few hundred Jim Justice supporters gathered in the main ballroom of the Greenbrier Resort awaiting the results. In the latest national poll, Justice held a double-digit lead over both of his opponents and maintained that lead Tuesday, pulling off a win.
Now we've got a real direction. We've got a mountain to climb. But we're going to climb it.
Ending the night with around 50% of the vote, Justice was the clear winner for the Democratic Party's nomination for governor. The billionaire thanked his family and his fellow candidates, former U.S. Attorney Booth Goodwin and Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler, but he quickly shifted his focus to the general election and his new opponent, Republican Senate President Bill Cole.
There is a big contrast between me and a governor that's a politician. There's a big, big contrast in this is if you elect another politician to the head of the line, to the biggest office in our state, this is going to be terribly blunt. But mark it down, you and I will die 50th.
Cole, who has always separated himself from other politicians at the statehouse by casting himself as a businessman, not a lawmaker, anticipated the attack earlier in the evening.
I'm not a career politician. I'm a one-term state senator who happened to move up to Senate presidency for the last 2 years. So I've gotten a real good look at government. I think I've proven that I can lead and that I can deliver from a government standpoint. But one term, I'm up or out. I'm either Governor Cole or I'm Citizen Cole in November. So nobody will ever accuse me of being a career politician.
But it was more than just Cole who Justice attacked Tuesday night. He went after the Republican-controlled legislature as a whole, criticizing them for not being able to pass a budget when they have a majority in both chambers. Justice made it clear his message heading into the general election will focus on Cole's ties to a, quote, dysfunctional legislature.
That race will be tough, but Bill Cole and the Republicans, in what they have done in their tenure in recent times, there's a lot of people that aren't happy and a lot of people that have been hurt. And so those people will stand up with a real voice.
Justice says he will campaign with candidates down ticket to help ensure Democrats retake control of both the House and Senate chambers. What he won't do, though, campaign with the likely presidential candidate on the Democratic ticket, Hillary Clinton.
I am not interested in what's going on the presidential scene today at all. And there is no chance in the world that I will back anybody for president that is not supportive of our state, not supportive of our energy sector, and not supportive of our coal miners.
That is where Justice diverges from his major supporters. Senator Joe Manchin, former Governor Gaston Caperton, as well as many other organizations and unions across the state who back Justice, are also backing Clinton. Both Manchin and Caperton have endorsed the former Secretary of State, and Manchin says he sees no contradiction in his support for both candidates. But Justice is clear, among his many campaign platforms, he's sticking with Cole.
I am not going to go out and endorse anyone that is really not willing to step up and stand for us today.
With a big win for Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders in West Virginia Tuesday, separating himself from Clinton may be a way to pick up voters who are considering crossing the aisle and casting a ballot for Republican Donald Trump. A Republican until he decided to run for governor, Justice's outsider message and simple campaign speeches may pull the same support the state will likely give Trump in the fall. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in White Sulphur Springs.